Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Asia. May I please have your first and last name?
Arthur Schultise, S-C-H-U-L-T-I-S-E.
Okay, I'm not sure if I spelled this correctly. I have S-H-U-R-L-I-C.
No, S-C-H-U-L-T-I-S-E.
I have S-C-H-U-L-T-I-S-E.
That's correct.
Okay, give me just a moment. Okay, nothing pulled up underneath that first and last name. How may I help you today?
Yes, I stopped getting, I've been getting these for years, my Omax 3, and I stopped getting them. And the only reason I could possibly think that it might have happened is my credit card was compromised a while ago. And I thought I had called everybody. I thought I had called you. Maybe I did forget to give you my new credit card number. But can you tell me why it was stopped being delivered to me?
Okay, so we do have a new system. So if you have an old account, I'm not able to see any of that information if it was canceled out. What I'll have to do is reset your customer. Are you there?
I am here.
What I have to do is create you a new account and place you a new order for that service. Because if the card was compromised, it may have declined the payment. So the system automatically cancels it out after it is declined.
Okay.
I can't go back to look at anything. I'm sorry.
I said if that's what we have to do, then I guess that's what we have to do.
Okay, so I'll have to go on our website to sign you up. First name is Austin. And then I will provide you with the pricing of the product as well. Are you getting the Omax Omega 3?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, could you spell your last name out for me again?
S-C-H-U-L-T-I-S-E.
Okay, and do you have, what is your email address?
ArtSchultise@gmail.com.
Did you say Arthur and then your last name as well?
Art, A-R-T, ArtSchultise at gmail.com.
Okay. Gmail.com. Okay, I'm going to set your password to Omax20. Omax has a capital letter O. Again, it is a capital letter O-M-A-X-2-0, so you're able to log into your account on our website to make any changes. Also, you can always go in there to change your password as well. One moment. Okay, so I've created that for you. So the Omax, Ultra Prayer. Okay, so for our Omax Ultra Pure, for one box, it is $31.96. For two boxes, it is $63.92. For three boxes, it is $87.96. And then for six boxes, it is
$159.96. So I'm assuming if I get six boxes, I get it twice a year then.
That is correct.
We'll go with that.
Okay, so hold on. Let's see. Six boxes. Okay, let me make sure because the website has changed. Let me see how far it goes up. One moment. One second. Let me reach out to my supervisor. Let's see. Because I know on the website it goes up to every 3 months, but I may be able to go back in and change it to every 6. So give me one moment. One moment, I'm just waiting on her to respond. Give me just a moment.
All right.
Okay, so she did state that I can go back in and change it for you. So what I am going to do is set it for every 3 months right now because that is the farthest that the website will let me go to. So what I'll do is go back into your account and change it to every 6 months so you'll be able to receive that product only twice a year.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to go to every 3 months now. Add this to the cart. Would you like to try our vitamin D to strengthen your bones today?
No, thank you.
Okay, so today's total will be $159.96. Let me go in here. And what is your address?
It is 4449 Turtle Lane. A turtle as in the animal. And that is Unit 3B. And that is in Little River, South Carolina. And the zip code on that is 29566.
Is Little River two different words?
Yes.
North Carolina. Okay. And is this a good phone number that you're calling from?
412-585-4988. 8-9.
Okay. And that was Unit 3B, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so I have 4449 Turtle Lane, Unit 3B as in boy, Little River, North Carolina, 2956. I'm sorry.
South Carolina. It's South Carolina.
Oh, South. Okay. Okay, South Carolina 29566.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. 1 second, it's loading. Okay, so I do have that loaded for you. So today's total is at $159.96. Do you have that card number?
Yes, I do. It is 4489-1530-8736-9756.
Okay, I have 4489-1530-8736-9756.
Yes.
Okay, what's the name on the card?
Arthur J, as in John, middle initial, Schultheis.
Okay, what's the expiration date?
12/25.
Okay, what's the security code on the back of the card?
090.
Okay, so for the expiration date, I have December of 2025. And then for the security code, I have 090.
Yes.
Is the billing address the same as the shipping address?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and submit this payment. One moment. Okay, so I do have the order placed for you. You should be receiving emails shortly. So while you're on the phone, I'm going to go ahead and go back into your account and change that to every 6 months. So one moment.
Go! Set your big mod.
One moment, I'm just waiting on this computer to load. One moment. One moment, I'm going to reach out to my supervisor because this computer is taking a while to load. One moment. Do want to let you know that I am still here. One moment.
All right.
I do apologize about the wait, but I'm still waiting. One moment.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Cortex floor. Yeah.
Midget on this side. Turns out the bracket connects this is this.
Yeah, let me text her again. Let me see. Okay, so I've just reached out to my supervisor. So on your account, I'm not able to change it to every 6 months, but what I can do is skip orders, and I'll tell you what date to call back, so we're able to skip the rest of the orders instead of getting it every 3 months. I can set it to every 6 months, but that means that I'll have to skip. Like, if you'll get it in October, but I'll skip that order, and then you'll get it in, let me see, what's the next day?
Am I still going to get the same price as the six-month order?
Yes, sir. You'll still get the same price. I'll just be skipping orders for you, so you're able to get them every 6 months instead of that every 3 months. So your next order date would be, let me tell you how I'll do it. So your next order date would be October, but I'll skip that order and you'll get it in January. And then when January comes, I'll skip the April order and you'll get it in July. So I can skip.
I am going to get an order right now, though, correct?
Yes, sir. You'll still get your order for today.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go in here. Let me skip. And I'll tell you how many months I'll skip up to and what day you'll have to call back on. Let me see. So skip the October order. And then you'll get that in January. Your next shipment will be January the 2nd. And then I'm going to skip April as well. April. Skip that one. And then after January, you'll get one in July, July the 2nd. So it'll be on the 2nd every 6 months. And then, let me see if I can go further.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Okay, so what you'll have to do, since I've skipped these orders for you, go back October, then January. One moment, I'm just trying to see how far I can go back so you won't have to call in. Let's see. Come orders. I skipped that one. Skip that one. Skip that one. Skip. This is really taking a long time. Let's see. Right here. I'm going to skip October 2nd of 2023 as well. So what you'll have to do, your next order. Okay, so this is how I have it set up for you. Okay. So your next order date would have been October the 2nd, but I've skipped that order for you. So your next shipment date will be January the 2nd. I've skipped April the 2nd, so your next shipment date will be July the 2nd after that. And then I've also skipped October the 2nd of 2023. So what you'll have to do is call us back before April the 2nd of 2024. You probably won't remember. Let's see, because I can recover these. You may not remember, but let me recover this shipment right here. Let me see what date you would remember. October 2nd, 2022, January 2023. Do you think you'll remember to call back January 2nd of 2023? If you write it down or something, or put it in your calendar on your phone?
I haven't written down for that, yeah.
Okay. So you'll call us back you'll call us back January 2nd, but your order will ship out January 2nd. So you won't receive anything in October. You'll receive the product. It'll be shipped out to you January 2nd. But you just give us a call back before January 2nd so we're able to skip the next shipment for you, which will be in the next 3 months. I'm not sure if that makes sense.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
Okay,
zero.
So let me see, how can I say it? Because I have it here, but I'm not sure. I'm sorry.
Why you ship it every 6 months instead of three? I just don't understand that, but...
The system only allows us to do up to every 6 months. On some of our products, we're able to go up to every 6 months. But on this product here, we can only go up to every 3. So in order to avoid you getting that product every 3 months, I was skipping your shipments so you're able to get them every 6 months instead of every 3.
Okay. I'll have a note to call you back before January 2nd of 2023.
That is correct, and I'll make sure I notate your account on what they'll have to do with skipping these shipments so you're able to get them every 6 months instead of the every 3 months.
I can't say what's going to happen, because I think if I did something like that...
Is there anything else that I could assist you with today?
That's all.
All right, well, I do want to say thank you for calling customer support. You have a great one.
Thank you. Bye.